Hello, my dears. Welcome back to another episode of Main Character Energy with Josephine Moon. This is going to be a very special and long episode. I got together with my girly girl, Gracie Lou Who, to talk about Succession, to talk about Taylor Swift, to talk about so many different fun things. But I do want you to be aware the audio is going to be a little janky just because we were two girly girls who might have been drinking and the microphone did not love that. So there are some moments where it is a bit loud and clashing, but altogether, it's a gorgeous episode. It's so much fun. We do a cute little flopper bop segment at the end as well. But this is going to be a long one. So you know what? Let's get into some stories. Okay, guys, so we're going to get straight into Succession because that's all that really matters in life at the moment. Miss Gracie Lou, who is here with us. So it's time to just deep dive in.
Hello.
What were your thoughts, Miss Gracie Lou?
Okay, so I actually have thoughts on the last two episodes.
Oh, go on.
Episode 8 and episode 9.
Okay.
I just did a quick binge, and episode 8 is the election night.
Thank you. I was like, cannot remember to save my life.
That one's currently so fresh in my head and was so triggering to my ass because, oh my God, I was a full ball of anxiety because I, in 2016, was a journalist. Was literally...
Oh my God! Give us the boots on the ground information,
exactly.
Then!
So I spent election night 2016 in a newsroom. I worked at a magazine called Mother Jones in San Francisco.
Mother Jones, San Francisco.
And
okay.
We fully had made our print issue all about a Hillary win. So we were in the newsroom and like... newsrooms across America, election night tradition is pizza night. So you stay after work hours whatever, you order pizza. It's supposed to be like a good time.
Allegedly.
However, we were watching the results come in
and
we were like, oh, wow, this is really not going the way we thought it was going to go. So I excused myself at around 11 p.m. to go home and sob and sob and sob and sob. So watching episode 8, which is called America Decides, I just also want to give a shout out to the Vulture recaps. I would be dead and lost without them.
Okay.
I would not know what's going on. But yes, America Decides was a crazy episode. I was just I had a full visceral reaction of anxiety. Just, it transported me back to 2016, that night in November.
Unfortunately, yes.
And I just think Jesse Armstrong played it really well.
Which one is Jesse Armstrong? I feel like I don't know their actual names.
No, he's the writer. He's like,
okay, thank you. I was
he's
like, who is Jesse?
The series creator.
Okay, got you.
So he's British, so the fact that he has such a grip on American political dynamics.
It's not hard to do, honestly. It's very transparent.
But you and I aren't ding-dongs. A lot of people are
ding-dongs.
But we can talk. That one was just really well done because I was like, oh my God, I feel so, you know what I appreciate about Shiv is
thank you. I was going to say, we need to talk about the fight.
She's a bad person, but I appreciate about her that she wants the best, I guess, for America. Like, she really, really, truly,
it's her only soft spot in her cold, deep, dark
literally
heart.
She's like,
it's America.
I don't want a fascist to win. And she's like, my dad's already done enough damage. But then, okay, in the
current
recent episode,
yes,
she's like, sure, I'll play
ball. I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Maybe
she's lying.
Maybe she wants to fix ATN. I'll give her the Benny of the doubt.
I certainly will not do that because she is a moron.
She's
taken such a turn for me. Because when I first started the series, I should say, like literally a month ago, I was like, oh, Shiv is my favorite. She seems like a smart girl with a strong head on her shoulders. Mm-hmm. And then episode by episode, we see she's actually just a moron and she's just like,
no, literally.
She's cosplaying as someone who's smart. And it's so frustrating to me because I want to root for her. I was like, you know what? Maybe she should be in charge. Get the boys out of here. They're like, none of you should be in charge. You can't even put a sentence together. Like, no, no, no.
Literally,
she can't hold her emotions together, even though she has literally no emotions. But she's just like, everything is out. Like, girl, you gotta keep some things close to your chest. Keep your cards.
I know.
What are you doing?
I know. I really was rooting for her from day one, and I'm like, bestie, you have fucked up too many times.
So many times.
But
one after the other.
Yeah. But that brings us to episode 9, which is the funeral episode.
RIP.
I just finished it before I came to here, so it is fresh. The tears on my face have just dried.
Oh my God.
I was weeping. Because, okay, first of all, hot take. I don't know if it's a hot take. I don't like Roman. A lot of people love Roman.
I don't like Roman either.
I don't fuck with Roman.
He is irritating to me, and his, like, weird, creepy jokes that I'm sure are supposed to be part of his personality.
The sex jokes about his own sister? I was like, stop.
When that happened, whenever she said, oh, I'm pregnant to them, and he made the joke, I was like, this isn't really funny anymore. Like, it was funny in the first scenes, like, oh, siblings bickering, like, being dumb. And now it's been four seasons of just, like, do you have anything else to offer besides being a freak?
A literal freak.
Like, a freak? Like, I...
Also, remember in, like, season two when he was dating that hot woman, Tabitha?
Oh, yeah, and he couldn't,
like,
get
himself
together.
And she was like, you don't
you don't want to have sex.
And she was beautiful, so he's a weirdo.
He's beyond asexual, unless Jerry is outside of his door telling him he's a bad boy. Like,
what is that?
He's called kink, hello! My God, it's wild.
Okay, so with the last episode and Shiv, now she wants to...
Oh, wait, pause. Before we go into the ninth episode, can we just talk about the fight in episode 8 between Shiv and Tom on
that
the balcony?
That was episode 7.
Was it?
It was.
Oh, my God, it all blends together because they're not doing anything interesting.
We need to. I was... gasping. I was like, holy shit.
The way I was holding Ginger so tight, I was like, oh my God, they're gonna say something. No, stop. You can't say that. You can't come back from that. It was too much.
You said so much.
You shouldn't be a mother. Whoa. I was like,
I was like, oh my God. And I was rooting for them to get back together.
I was. The bitey body got me hot and bothered. And then
bitey,
the next episode.
Bitey, I was like, when for me, Lord?
When and
when
where?
When will it be my turn?
Please. I see what you're doing for others.
Yeah, and I want it for me. No, bitey was really brilliantly hot. But unfortunately, that was
it was a moment in time that'll never come back.
And I was like, I don't think they're going to bounce back from this.
But the thing is, she has no feelings.
She is so...
And he's just like, whatever keeps me in the fold, even though I do kind of love this woman, I hate this woman, but I would rather love her and be close to all that's happening in the world than not.
Yeah.
Which I understand.
So I guess maybe he does genuinely love her, but come on, there's a piece of a
pie. I would say
pie.
Genuinely.
He happened to fall in love with
A billionaire's daughter.
Okay, sure.
Lucky
sure,
you.
Jan. So I don't know. However, I know I keep jumping around, but I will
say at the very end of
the funeral episode, they were soft to each other. You know, he was like, I'm tired, but I got to say bye to your dad. But he didn't show up to the funeral, which is kind of like not an amazing move. Maybe he just didn't give a fuck anymore.
I know, I'm kind of perplexed by that, but also... What is he going to say? What does he have to offer? Like, he already, like, went into the bathroom and saw that man absolutely face down, ass up, apparently. Like...
Wait, what? He went into the bathroom? Who?
Whenever... Every time I want to say Logan. What is his name?
Who?
The dad. Is it Logan?
Logan,
thank
yeah.
you. Okay.
Yeah.
He was the one who found Logan.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you said your goodbye, honestly.
You did.
Honestly.
You've seen enough.
You certainly have.
But he didn't show up for Shiv at the funeral. Oh, my God.
That was his power move. He did that on purpose. And it wasn't a good one because he's the one who ended up crying.
Okay. Oh, I know. I will say, even though Kendall is an awful father and terrible co-parent / ex-husband, I feel so sad for him.
In what way? Please describe.
Because Bravo was like, yeah, the kids and I are not coming to the funeral, and I feel like he really needed their support.
How? He, like, barely makes eye contact with them.
No,
he doesn't even know how to spell their names. Like, are you kidding me?
I know. He... Listen, we all have a problematic fave, and unfortunately, I'm a Kendall girl, and I do own a t-shirt with Kendall's face on it, and it says, I can fix him.
You're
and
bold.
I believe
You're
that.
Bold to think that. I'm a Jerry girl, him. Honestly. Everyone else can burn
Jerry.
In hell. Jerry, I want her to take over, honestly. That would be the plot twist.
I'm a Carl and Frank girl.
Carl and Frank.
I fucking love
he
Carl.
Was a tough cookie. Okay.
He was a salty dog.
Salty dog.
I love that she was like,
Was he a bad guy? What do you think,
no,
Brenda?
She knows, but she wanted to know how bad. She wanted to know how bad from his friends, and like...
Yikes.
They gave a gentle answer.
They did. I would have been like,
I mean, the
man was
just put in his $5 million mausoleum.
A steal.
A steal. A good deal.
A bargain or something like that, yes.
Because some guy didn't want it anymore.
$5 million.
Option.
Oops, Harry's...
Wait,
Oh, go ahead.
My favorite possible scene. Okay, obviously I was like weeping during, even though I don't like Roman, I was weeping during him weeping because I was like,
I that is the so only part sad. Where I was like, oh, am I about to start tearing up? No. Push it back in. I was on the verge.
I was like, and then Shiv got up next. All three of them spoke. Well, no, I mean Roman didn't, but the other two siblings spoke, and I was like, I'm now crying. And you know what made me cry a little bit, or just made me feel feelings, is
please,
Caroline, the evil mom, the mom of yes. Kendall, Shiv, and Roman. She went over to Carrie and she come sit with us. We are all the women who have...
All the whores in his life.
Yeah, literally. Everyone who has had relations with Logan in a way. Oh, and then she's like, this is Sally Ann. Sally Ann was my Carrie. And then Carrie sits next to Marsha. Marsha tenderly holds. I was like, whoa.
I was like, actually, okay, Marsha.
I was like, whoa. They like put it behind them fat. I mean, Marsha was a full bitch
rightfully so. I love that line. I'll give you money for your taxi back to Brooklyn or something like that.
Taxi to the subway, back to your little apartment in Brooklyn. I was like, oh. Wow.
I've never heard more of a
that was
diss.
The same episode as that girl's bag is ludicrously capacious.
Ludicrously capacious bag.
but I did think that moment with the four women in the front row was like, whoa, powerful.
I thought that was a gorgeous moment. I have to say, and I know it was like a background to who Logan was as a kid, but the way I skipped through Grandpa Time telling his story about Logan.
You skipped it?
I listened to the first minute and then I kept skipping. I was like,
no,
I don't care.
No, it was so good.
I listened to a podcast and they told me the gist of it, like why their sister died and he was blamed for
the
it.
Polio.
And that could have been the reason. But like, I just, he was talking so much
but he was really not
getting to the point.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm a teen you in some ways.
I do like him because he's on this high horse, but it's also like, you're also kind of a bad guy as well because you have billions as well because of Logan. So you can't be like, oh, he has all this money. He's not doing anything. What are you doing, Bob? In your house in Canada. What are you doing?
Oh my God, and he's refusing to give it to Greg, so like, it's just gonna like go to Greenpeace or something.
You may not be as bad as Logan, but you are bad.
How does he get money from his brother? Like, in what...
He must have been an early investor, like, helped him out at some
point.
But, like, still,
Bob,
what are you doing? I don't even know his name. Ewan?
Ewan.
I'm calling him Bob. I'm not saying that word.
It's funny that he doesn't have an accent, but Logan did. I'm like, okay.
Okay, we're just gonna bypass that.
Continuity errors.
There's so many, though.
Okay, what else? Oh, my God. How, in season one,
Roman has
a wife and kids, and then they're like, never mind.
We don't want to write for this.
No. Well, also, that man should not have a wife and kids.
He shouldn't even be alive, some would say. Hate to say it. But I do kind of like the beginning and the ending of who Logan was. Like, Bob's telling him, like, how he became this way, possibly. And then his kids being like, yeah, he was a bad guy, but he also created all of this from all the bad within him. So I did enjoy that, but it was also like, please, I want a flashback or something.
Ooh, a flashback?
Like, I would have absolutely
been so good.
Died for a flashback instead of, like, Bob telling the story for 45 minutes that he couldn't get a sentence together. Like, please.
A flashback actually would have been slay.
Slay girl boss.
Yeah. Okay. With the ending of the last episode, it sounds like things are working out for Shiv.
It's
not gonna.
There's no way.
Okay, it is absolutely wild that Roman was like, come on, let's get Mencken in there. Like, that man has no moral compass.
No.
Not a single one. Even though, what's weird about him is he feels empathy in a weird way.
Please give me an example.
Okay.
Crickets.
He feels so deeply about his dad, so there's something there.
He feels so deeply about what his dad has done, but not his dad. Like,
well, then why was he sobbing so much? He loved his dad.
Because he pretended to grieve. I knew, like, anytime they show you someone giving a speech or doing something that we're supposed to see later, I knew he wasn't going to be able to for some reason. But
he was way too confident going into it.
Confidosa!
Through the roof.
But I was also like, I love the story, not the story, the little anecdote that Shiv gave of like, when you're in the light, it's so warm. But it's also like, you guys are so blind to what is so obvious that he did to you guys your entire childhood. Like,
well, they do know.
They know it, but they're also so blind that he pretends to be warm to them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's the whole reason Shiv is pretending that she wants to be the CEO, because her dad was like, oh, I think you should do it, Cookie, or Pinky, whatever her name was.
And from there, she was like, you know what? I think I will do it. I've never been interested before, okay. But I think I will. Him pretending to get her back in the throes under him. But no, she can't do that.
No, but imagine, okay, both of us have great relationships with our parents.
And thankfully, sir.
But, like, imagine if your very, very powerful dad was like, I don't believe in you 90% of the time, but then you're going to work that much harder to get his approval 10% of the time. So I do feel for them. I do.
I feel for them, but it's also, like, you're aware of the whole situation because they did that, like, fake therapy thing. Was it season 2, season 3? I can't remember. And they're aware of who he is and, like, what the situation is. So it's, like, either pull yourself out or stop complaining.
They always were like, I want to get out. I want to get out.
The way Kendall has tried to do getting out a million times and can't do it, like, buck up or
they have Stockholm Syndrome to the 10th degree.
God. It should be studied. Like, it's wild.
It is wild.
Oh, my dad hates me and doesn't want to give me any attention, doesn't think I have what it takes to take over his company, even though he's been grooming me to do this for so long. He just had a heart attack, but he's going to pretend to keep working because he doesn't want me to do it. Literally? You're so weak in the knees.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. I don't have the energy to deal with that. Like, oh, you don't want me to do your job? Okay.
Okay, bye.
The way I'm out of here.
Let me take my payout and skedoodle and go live a peaceful life.
The way they don't have to do anything and they have billions of dollars in that penthouse. The way they were just gambling, like, $11 billion for the Spencer, what's it called?
For Pierce.
I'm like, what? You technically, none of you have jobs. You were just fired by your dad, but you're willing to spend $10 million or billion? Like,
there's so much to wrap up in the series finale.
Rap. It's gonna be an hour and a half. Like, I'm so tired because there's gonna be so many.
They have added extra yes.
They're doing it on purpose.
They're doing it on purpose to piss you off. And I'm like, literally, Chip's like, I'm pregnant. Yeah. I'm like, no.
She doesn't even say I'm pregnant to her mom. She's like. Yeah.
Her mom called her right away and was like, oh.
Blimey.
Literally, if that was my interaction with my mom when I was announcing I'm with child, I would have killed myself.
I would have actually had security remove her from the premises and she would never be allowed back in the country.
No.
Ever.
How did Mattson find out so fast that she was pregnant? So fast.
Apparently, she was like showing aggressively in that episode. That's why everyone was like, oh, baby bump.
He just seemed to have known when they were literally talking like biz.
But everything moves so quickly though. Like, she spoke to Mattson, and then 2 minutes later, that guy is telling Kendall. Like, everything moves so quickly. So, je comprends.
It just is wild to me that Roman was so aggressively like, yeah, let's call it for Mencken. Let's call it for the fascist. I don't care. Want him to win. Kendall almost did the right thing, but then Shiv fucked it by being like, let me fake call Nate. The fake call to Nate, I was like, girl, what?
It was actually the most embarrassing thing on the planet. This is what I mean by she. It seems as though she's so smart. Like, I don't know how she's, like, allegedly the number one. What is she supposed to be? Like, a fixer, political, whatever?
Oh, my God. Yeah, her past.
Like, whenever they introduce her in the beginning of the series, like, oh, she's so great at this. Like, why would you want to do... And I've not seen her do one good thing. Not one.
No.
She was fired from her last political job.
Was she?
Yes, by that guy. They were in the car, but that fake president guy who wanted to be president.
Gil, Bill,
whatever. Like, the one job we saw her do, she was fired. Like,
yeah, you're right.
They're in the car, and he's like, yeah, you're done.
You're done.
We'll stop at this red light, and you can get out. Like,
oh, okay.
She's a moron.
She makes so many errors. So then that fucked their nice moment. The nice moment in the election night.
But also, they're all scheming. I don't know why that was, like, such a big deal. Like, oh, you're going behind our backs. Like, you're all doing the same thing on it. That's the only way you know how to connect with each other is to bring each other down and scheme.
It makes me sad because I really like the episodes where they're on the same team, but they're so rare. They're so
It was literally one episode at the beginning of last season or something like that. Like,
it was the episode...
this season, actually.
Yeah. It was... Well, it was when Logan actually died and they were all hugging. And it was last season when Kendall was like, by the way, I have a secret I accidentally killed.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, oh, you're fine. You didn't do anything. Pat on the back. Let's start moving. Like, the way they can't handle any emotion, even when your brother says, I killed someone and I've been, like, trying to get my life together with this, they're like, pick it up. We don't cry. Like, get it together. Like, these people are unwell in the head.
Wait, and then the conversation at the very end of the last episode where the mom, evil mom, comes over again Tom and Shiv, and she's like, good for you. And Tom is openly like, yeah, this would be a dream if it wasn't a fucking disaster. I was like, and then Shiv's like, well, I'll just do it the family way. I won't parent literally, the kid we'll at have all. Nannies. And then evil Caroline is like, well, and Shiv's like, will they be emotionally stunted? She's like, no. Was like, all of this is so insanely.
And she picks up the glass of wine and starts drinking in front of Tom. I'm just like, these people deserve to be actually euthanized on ATN live. Like, put all three of them down. Let the older brother, who is beyond irrelevant, who has his prostitute wife, let him take over.
Okay, justice life. For Willa. I mean, she is enabling this insane man. Wait, Connor's concession speech was insane.
I don't even remember it, but I'm
sure it was like, insane. America fucked up. He was like, America flunked by not choosing me. I would have been the...
With his 0.1% of the votes.
And Willa's just like, you know what? I'm going to lean into it. This is probably as good as it's going to get for me.
I would too.
Would you put up with that man?
The thing is, he is sweet. Like, he's just really sweet. He's daughter. Just like next. I mean, all men are delusional to a degree, but like, he's I would be guy. Able to move past that if he's literally a billionaire.
Yeah.
Like, but if he doesn't do anything.
If he's trying to be an ambassador and move me to Slovenia or Oman,
that's when we get a divorce, so that's when I put him down. Like,
yeah.
Put a little something in his coffee. But I do love him. Like, the way he's so left out of everything, him being the last person to know that his dad died, like, he wasn't able to say goodbye. They always forget about him. I feel bad.
I know.
But also, he is a moron.
No.
I would like to know his backstory with his mother, though.
Oh, my God.
They, like, very briefly said it, like, as a joke. She went
to the crazy...
The loony bin or something. The loony bin. But, like, was this... Like, I need more information.
I know.
I just... Many more information.
I wish there's so I don't know how they're gonna tie up all the loose ends with one more episode left.
I mean, an hour and a half. I feel as though I would love for like the first hour to be everyone vying for whoever gets number one, top, and then the last 30 minutes, like maybe I know they probably won't because they're fake as can be. I would like a 3 years in the future because I'm assuming we'll either see Shiv and Tom with baby or baby no more.
I don't think she's gonna get an abortion.
But who knows what's gonna go on, because she's not really taking care of her body properly. You know what I mean? So right. I could see them like being like, oh, we're gonna have this baby and not end up having it. And then maybe that brings them together and she like opens up her deep, dark heart.
They all need so much therapy.
They need so much therapy.
When Kendall went up to that tall guy who was Logan's like bodyguard.
Oh, yeah, the guy who knows like, that he killed him.
Knows what?
That's the guy who knows that he killed that guy. That's why he brought him in. Because if he's going to try and take over, he can't have any of his little leftovers.
Dude, I forgot that
he's been getting everyone that, like, Logan had as, like, top dog under his wing. So if he wants to go for number one, he's got all of them behind him.
And why does the bodyguard know about the...
Because he took care of it. You don't remember that?
I forgot.
He was just, like, standing in the background whenever, like, Marsha left and Logan was like, we've taken care of it. And he starts weeping. You remember this? Well, I did also just watch like a month ago.
Oh, that might be. No, I forgot all about that. So the bodyguard seems really sad about Logan being dead.
Maybe they were secret lovers. I would love for that to come out. That'd be cool. But I highly doubt it.
I doubt it. Logan...
He was popping his D all around those old ladies.
Logan seemed really, really homophobic in a big way. In a big, big way.
Big way, yeah.
I did think it was a little rude for Kendall to go up to bodyguard and be like, so I heard you're seeing a head shrinker, man. Like, Kendall, you need the most therapy of anybody I've ever encountered. You and Roman are tied, then Shiv, all of them. But number one is Kendall. That man needs so much therapy.
I would have to say Roman than Kendall.
You're right.
I think Kendall has a little bit of empathy. Like, his just comes in, like, very short waves. I do see it, but it comes in very short waves, and then once the wave is done, he blacks out and doesn't remember that wave of emotion.
You're right.
He's depressed, like, oh, I love my kids. I want my kids to be okay. The moment he doesn't have to think about his kids, they're out of sight, out of mind.
That's true. But Kendall needs more therapy because he is inflicting his pain upon Rava and... his children.
Yeah, but that's why they're irrelevant, though, because, like, they will never see that man. Like, they'll see him on holidays.
Okay, now they're gonna have daddy issues. It's a constant cycle.
They should have the daddy issues of him not being around than him actually being around. Ugh. They would be ruined. Do you not remember, like, season two or whatever, when he, like, tries to kill himself in front of his kids? Like, he tries to drown himself? The way he was, like, yes. Torturing no, his kids.
Every time I hear a body of water, I get nervous.
Lady! He's traumatized those kids.
Oh, my God. And he was so making such a huge scene in front of the kids about the funeral. Like, don't... You're not gonna win Rava over, okay?
Oh my God, that's
maybe
a poor woman.
Maybe very calmly say, "Hey, I understand
your
concern. What if we got you a bunch of bodyguards? It would be so important to me if you guys are there today." Instead, he's like, "I'm gonna go get a court order so you can't leave this
because
city."
He doesn't have common sense, and that's why I'm just like frustrated by the show and how these three morons who have had every bit of everything at their fingertips can't put one plan together, can't put one sentence together, can't even just like think outside of themselves just for a moment. Like, I know they're extreme narcissists to the next degree, but like, just like one little scoop, one little dollop.
They have good vocabulary, so I'm constantly Googling the definitions of words.
Are you? I certainly am not.
That's because you skipped. Did you watch
all of the one, that one scene from that old man? Get off of it. Scram! Scram!
There are definitely words in there that I was... that. And
name
I,
one.
I can't even say. It was like...
See, you don't remember.
It was it was during Kendall's speech.
I'm sorry, guys. She just had a stroke. What are you trying to say?
If you watch Kendall's
he never says anything interesting.
Okay, so you skipped it?
No, I listened to his. I just listened to Bob.
He said a word that I was like, I've never heard of that word before in my life.
Oh, well, I was a fourth grade spelling champion, so I know a lot of words.
Okay, cool.
I know you're that was 55 years ago, but still, I have a great mind.
I have a pretty good vocab, and this one still...
It stumps you.
Still stumps me sometimes.
How did you feel about his speech? We haven't even spoken about his speech. We've spoken about the other two.
You know
irrelevant.
What? Ken actually kind of stepped up to the plate, I think, and did a good job in the wake of Roman fumbling.
Fumble, yes.
I like that they kept it real. Listen, like, the only way they're even have a hope of, like, getting through their daddy issue trauma is to be real about it, I think, and acknowledge.
Yeah, I like the... words. I guess he may be yin and yang of the alleged good side to Logan, but also he was a monster. We can all agree here he was a monster, but that monster is again the reason we're all here and the reason all you people have millions and millions of dollars in your accounts.
Yep.
So did he keep it to himself? Yes, but
yep.
There was a reason for it.
Yep.
And you've acknowledged it. I feel like whenever he was saying that very long speech, I was like, I feel like this is his like moment of realizing he's turned into his dad.
No.
Like that's when, because like
wishes?
No, because like the moment after that, he just has this confidence to him. Because the beginning of the episode, he was like unwell, like screaming at his, I guess, ex-wife. Have they actually been divorced yet?
I think so.
Oh, they never noticed that, but whatever. The beginning of the episode, he's unwell. The end, he's just like, I'm taking care of everything. We've got to go against Shiv. You messed this up. He's just like putting everything together in a way that I feel like a few episodes ago he would not have been able to do.
Mm.
I don't know. I feel like we're going to see a very dark side to him this next
episode.
I feel like that whole thing was him being like, you know what? I realized who my dad was and what he needed me to be. And I'm the only one who can do it. So I'm going to do it. Because obviously Roman couldn't do it. That was his chance. And he's right in weeping.
If Roman hadn't fucked Jerry over, Jerry would have gotten
That's why I'm team Jerry.
100%.
If he would stop sending pictures of his genitalia to that 70-year-old woman.
I think for a moment it was consensual, but then she was like, maybe no?
No, it was never consensual, but she was like, if this is what he needs and I can get him to where I need him to be, that'll...
You think she was a player in the...
No. You think she was getting turned on by that freak? No.
Damn.
She was like, I know what I need to do. I can whip him into shape. I'm seen to be the only one that he listens to, gets hard to, and comes from. I'm going to use this to my advantage. And she did. And when she didn't need him anymore, she was like, don't blame me, girl.
Don't blame me.
Don't blame me.
No,
I want a check with a lot of zeros after it, and I want silence.
Yep.
Silence. Mm. When he started weeping, she just like looked at him like, moron.
She felt a little sad, but she was like, fuck you.
She was not showing that on her face. She was just like, oh. Couldn't
yeah,
be me.
No, that was
hard. I love Jerry.
I love Carl. He's so
Coral. I do love Carl.
Frank keeps it real. I enjoy Frank too.
Frankie.
The old heads, if they all win, I'd be happy with that.
I wouldn't because they're all morons as well.
What? What do you mean? Jerry's not a moron. In what world?
Not Jerry, obviously. The rest of them. They're all just kind of like sitting around.
Frank and Carl.
I do love Frank and Carl because they're so funny.
They're so funny.
I adore them. But I feel like everyone except for Jerry and maybe Carolina are so bad at their jobs.
Yeah, Carolina and Jerry are the only ones who, like, kind of know what the fuck they're
who, doing. Like, can actually get things done, move things along.
Even Hugo is not that good at his job.
He's so
I'm
dumb.
I'm assuming Carolina is Hugo's boss.
I think so.
Hugo boss.
Hugo Boss. When he was like, woof, woof, when Kendall was like, what's your goddess?
Will be millions.
Huh? Woof, would woof. I say millions? Millions. Woof, woof.
I was like, this is cringe.
See? Behavior. Like, he just, like, turned after that speech where he's like, we're going to war. Get all the steps set up. Like,
I know.
He felt it in that moment.
I know. Shiv's fucking him. Okay, let's talk more about Shiv and Madison. Like,
please, let's get into it.
What's going on there?
Absolutely nothing. He is playing her to get exactly what he needs.
She's not gonna be CEO.
Because he said the president guy or whatever, what's his name? Mencken?
Jared Mencken.
Thank you. He was like, oh, he's good with the idea of a U.S. Was it American or U.S.? A U.S. CEO.
Yeah.
He didn't say her.
You're right. He never really promised it.
He's never once said, like, oh, you'll be CEO. He's like, I'll think about it.
Yep.
Maybe. And I don't think it's going to be her because she doesn't know anything. She's never actually worked at the company. None of the people on the team really like her. She can't, for the life of her own being, get anything together. Ever.
She
tries to put a plan together and she always messes it up. She tells Tom something that she shouldn't be telling him. And he's telling Greg. Greg is telling everyone else. That's what effed her up with the whole situation with her and
Madison?
Kendall.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Why would you tell your ex who has already, like, screwed you over multiple times? It's because, oh, you've had sex the past few days. Like, are you forgetting the betrayal?
The betrayal.
Like, why? Oh, here's my new plan that I've been working up. I know you can't be trusted, but I'll tell you anyways. And again, it screwed her over. He can't keep anything to himself. He has to tell Greg, who's an absolute moron.
Greg is so...
The way he kept coming up, oh... You're at this person's funeral. Oh, can you get me an introduction with him? With the president? Like,
he didn't even
just say what? You don't have anything to say!
You have nothing!
You have nothing to offer. You're barely working at the company.
You didn't even want Mencken to win. We know that. The way you really, really stalled in front of Jess. Poor Jess!
Oh, Jess.
She's good at her job,
but she's getting out. She's saving herself.
She tried so hard to be like, let's not talk about this, and then Kendall was like, wow, great timing. Fuck you, Kendall.
Oh, I agree.
That was so rude. That
but that is Kendall.
I do wear my shirt that says I can fix him. I think there's something there.
I love that you love a toxic man. You're so proud of it.
Everyone has a toxic fave on this show.
Do they?
Okay, congrats, I guess.
Thank you. I find
that I have to root for... I mean, I love Shiv, but sometimes she's stupid. So then I just kind of vacillate back and forth between Shiv and Kendall. Never Roman. Never once have I...
Never in my life. Man. Never in my life.
I don't like him.
The only person I like on the show is Jerry.
Mean,
and Marsha. Maybe she's my toxic fave, but I don't really think she's that toxic.
I'm scared of Marsha.
Yeah, that's why I love her.
I'm just so terrified of her.
Oh, she should have been a CEO. That was that whole storyline. Was that? No, not the storyline.
Remember in season 2 when Holly, what's her name? Holly Hunter?
Oh, yes.
And she was like, she wasn't at the funeral.
I was thinking that earlier today. I was like, oh, there's so many random people that are not here. But also, why would she be there? Because... He screwed her over.
He did screw her over.
But she should have known that was happening.
They had relations.
And that's her fault. That was her fault.
Oh, my God. Oh. Carrie's brother with the long hair. And Carrie being like, I brought my friend. She's a lawyer.
Literally, just in case
I wasn't allowed into the church. What are you going to do? Litigate it at the church doors? I cannot.
Giggle gaggle. Do you have any other final thoughts about... Then the final episode of the season or past episodes or moments that you just want to discuss before we move on?
I guess not.
Make your prediction now. Who do you think is going to take over or not take over? What do you think we're going to see in the final episode?
I don't think it's going to be Kendall, Roman, or Shiv.
Okay.
Definitely not Connor. I mean, he doesn't want
to. Definitely not Connor.
Who? I think Madison might win.
Honestly, I love him because I just love Alexander Skarsgård. He is everything that
he's
I need in
really
life.
He's really hot, but his character's so creepy.
He could send me blood. I don't care.
No.
I'll be a vampire.
You know, he's 100% supposed to be Elon Musk,
Obviously. Okay. No, I'm obsessed with him. I'm obsessed with him. He's stunning. I'm obsessed with him.
He's so creepy. I can't.
Oh, he is, but I don't care. Send me blood.
Send me blood.
Please. I don't care. I kind of wouldn't mind him taking over, but also he seems dumb. He's not dumb. He seems pretty unwell. He seems unwell, but I just don't think he has the capability to take care of a company that big, of that size, of that magnitude. I don't know. I feel like maybe Kendall's going to get it, and then he is going to do what Kendall does, which is mess things up, and they're just going to get someone random. Nice. Okay, we're going to move into Miss T Swizzle, because she is having her show in New York today. I saw all the girly pops walking to Grand Central in their pink and their glitter and their beep pop boops.
Oh my god.
You're kind of a Taylor Swift girly. Everyone on this podcast knows my stance on her, so I don't need to continue with it. But
I want to be so clear that I'm not a super fan at all.
But you are a fan.
I like her music. But did I go through a phase where I was, you know, to be contrarian, I was like, I don't like Taylor Swift. I hate Taylor Swift. She's so basic. So I've really like been on the roller coaster.
Okay.
And then I kind of came to this realization where I was like, and this was before the whole drama with
Kim K. That was a time to be alive, 2016.
Oh my god,
exact.
It was absolutely.
The way I was at the local bar, like, yes, get her, Kim, get her.
No,
that was the happiest moment of my life.
I was like, I don't like this. I actually was kind of Team Taylor on that. I think it's weird that Kanye was like, I made that bitch famous, I might still have sex with her.
I don't think that's what I was frustrated about. I was just frustrated in how she loves to spin things so aggressively, which is one of my biggest issues with her. Like, I get it, you want to take the narrative on your storyline and whatever, but like, it gets to a point where like, every song, it's like, every first word of every other thing I say is like the code for you guys. It's like, girl, you're literally writing pop songs about your breakups. Like, you're not in the CIA. Like, why does everything have to have a secret code? Like, her favorite number is 13, so it's gonna be the 13th day. The 13th.
I mean, the fan base is a little bit.
No, it's the fan base and her, because she encourages it.
Okay,
she encourages it, and I won't stand for it. I don't know any other artist who is that psychotic about the things that they do, and they're. I just can't deal with her. I can't. I think she's a great writer. Great. I think she's
a good
writer.
Really good songwriter.
I think she's a good songwriter.
Her lyricism is very, very good.
It's good.
But for me, I'm like, do I necessarily prioritize lyrics? Like, nar. I think they're beautiful. But I like Taylor Swift. And this has happened in the last, like, once she put her music back on Spotify, I was like, great, this is accessible to me now.
Okay.
Like, I was not an Apple Music girly.
No one is. Literally no one is.
No, and I was not a buying albums girly, but once she put it back on Spotify, I was like, cool. Also, like, the majority of my friends.
We.
Love Taylor Swift.
Unfortunately, all my girly pops are obsessed with her, and it is.
So I was like,
hard.
I can. You know what? I can lean into this and be part of it. And
lean
I did.
Back. Okay.
And it's nice. Because you know why? I'm actually a Lana Del Rey stan.
Oh, you do love Miss Lana Del.
I'm obsessed. And that also is a full-time job because she loves to say the dumbest things in the world and have, like, PR crises.
She does love to do that.
It is.
That's her MO, honestly.
It has taken 10 years off my life, for sure. But I stand tall. I stand for her.
I love it for you.
I ride for her. So now that she and Taylor are friends and collabing, I'm like, this is actually getting me in. This is getting
heartbreaking,
me.
Yeah.
So I just want to be clear. I want to be on the record. Like, I think Taylor Swift is talented. I think that she deserves her flowers. Do I think her fan base is way, 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 way too...
But she also feeds into that.
Okay, but you know what? It's not her fault.
It is.
Let's talk... No, this part. This one part.
Go on.
Her fan base wrote a whole ass open letter about why she's like, don't date Maddie Healy. Like, you cannot tell a grown woman who she can or cannot date.
Yeah.
That being said, weird choice. If you're gonna date like an edgelord who's like borderline racist, at least make sure he's hot. Like, what?
Please.
What is Maddie Healy giving? And I want to be upfront and transparent that I did see the 1975 at MSG this year.
I bet you did.
I did.
Was he, like, sucking the girls' thumbs and making out with them on your show, or was that all the other shows?
He didn't touch any women, but he did have, like, a meat prop, and it looked like a raw steak, and I don't know if it was a raw steak.
What did he do with the raw steak?
He was licking on it. It was real weird.
And that's Taylor's man? That's all I need to know. That's all I need to know about her.
Okay, what's even weirder is that she did just release the new, version of... Midnights, the new album, and there's a new version of Karma, which is my favorite song on that album, and Ice Spice gets a feature. And I'm like, this sounds so fun. I love this collab.
Icy Spicy, yes.
I do want to know who told Taylor Swift who Ice Spice is, because I don't think Taylor Swift found out that by herself. I don't think she was, you know, listening to Munch or Bikini Bottom on her own. That's okay. But it's weird that she just released this new collab with Ice Spice when, in fact, her man, Matty Healy, has said some questionable things about Ice Spice.
Yes. So I looked that up and I was listening to it because he technically did not say anything about Ice Spice. He laughed at some very... very offensive jokes. He was on, like, some podcast. Let me look at it. There we go. So we're going to circle back. So he was on a podcast, and he was saying that he had DM'd Ice Spice on Instagram, and the guy who has a podcast was like, I don't know who that is. She's, like, an Inuit Spice girl, and called her a chubby Chinese lady, and started imitating a Chinese and Hawaiian accent. And you can hear Healy aggressively laughing in the background, not being like, oh, don't call her that, don't whatever. And then at one of his recent concerts, he was like, I don't want Ice Spice to think I'm a dick. I love you, Ice Spice. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I.
It's not as bad, but like,
right, girl. I don't think he endorsed what was being said, but like, maybe you did have an obligation to say, this is weird. Why are you saying these things?
Also, like, why is this person like, doing a Hawaiian and Chinese accent? I thought we were done with that like 7 years ago.
No, literally, like.
And I heard the audio and it's horrifying. Like, it's aggressively like offensive Chinese accent.
I hate that.
Like, oh, yo. And then they're just like cackling the whole time. Like, so not only being racist, we're also being fat phobic. Like,
yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
Also, like, not that it matters at all, but like, is Ice Spice of Asian or Hawaiian or Inuit descent?
No, she is. What is she? She's Nigerian and Dominican.
Okay.
So like, none of the above.
Why are we even bringing up these other ethnicities into this?
Couldn't tell you. But also, Matt is also suspicious because he's like been seen doing ironic Nazi salutes and just being a freak. And I know Taylor has weird taste, but like all the men she's dated in the past that we know of have not been to this level.
Joe Allen seemed like a normal dude.
He seemed boring, but he seemed normal.
Boring is better than ironic. The Nazi? Right, literally. I have a feeling Matty Healy is maybe like doing it ironically because he's like, oh my god, I'm so far from being a Nazi, that's why I can do this.
No, this was like, this was years ago, but also weird.
Really?
Why are we doing that?
We don't need to. We definitely don't want to do it in genuine earnestness, but we also don't want to do it ironically. Maybe we just don't do it at all.
Maybe we don't do it at all.
If our songs aren't about, like, 1940s Germany, we don't even need to talk about it.
The way the crickets are cricketing, like, it's
I will
so
say, unfortunately, the concert was good.
I've heard maybe one American song by him, and I know a lot of people like love his bands, 1975. Everyone seems to love that band.
Yeah.
I'm indifferent. Like, it's not bad, it's not horrible. Bert. Taylor. It's giving, like, she's dating this guy, she knows his background, because it's taking us away from thinking about, like, what happened with Joe. You were together for 6-7 years, through the worst of the part of your life.
Literally.
And you allegedly broke up in December, is what the kids are saying.
Oh my god.
That's what some people are saying. And we just, like, don't know what's going on. Like, he seems to be annoyed. That's what people are saying on the streets. That she's moving away so quickly, or moving on so quickly, and, like, dating this guy who she said was just a friend.
Oh, I mean,
that's what his camp, quote-unquote, is saying. But it's just like, what's going on?
The lowest low of her career.
And the uppity-ups of the high. So I'm confused on why she's moving on so quickly to this moron.
Have you seen his teeth? This man looks like he smokes a pack a day.
Oh, obviously. He's eating rare meat on stage. I don't think this man has good hygiene or scent.
He looks... I just...
Matt Healy teeth. I'm looking it up.
If you have money and you do, get your teeth fixed.
Oh my god.
It's giving yellow.
It's giving... I've never seen a toothbrush in my life.
Right.
Never gone to the doctor. Never gone to the dentist.
But
teach their own.
You're making out with that on a regular basis?
In public.
All I'm saying is Taylor has ever... So I think it's really, really corny that the fan base wrote an open letter being like, please don't date him. It's like, You can't tell a grown woman you've never met who she can or can't date.
But that's her girly pot. That's her crew. That's the monsters that she has created. Oh. You don't see me penning a letter
to Beyonce.
The way I feel it in the depths of my soul, every moment of my life, yes. But would I ever dare to think to tell a grown woman not to love or be with this beast of a man? No.
No, that's her pride. And if she's happy, she's happy. And that's how I feel about Taylor. I will privately, between us and our listeners
and the podcast,
I will say, Taylor, you have every right to do what you want to do, and I support you, I guess. Mm-mm. But I'm questioning this decision. I'm questioning, what do you see in him? Maybe we could do a little bit better.
I will say, I feel like that's one of the things about our alleged culture and how they just feel so entitled to every opinion that they have for anyone, is that, like, I would never think that I need to tell someone what to do.
Right.
And we're getting to a point, unfortunately, and it's getting too far. Like, I'm scared of where we're going to be in 5 years. We're like, every feeling that someone has to be validated.
Yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't need to be. If I told someone every single thing that I felt about them and the decisions they're making in their life, it doesn't affect me.
Right.
So why do I... My feelings don't need to be validated that way. It's like, you know what? I don't like her boyfriend, but I'm not marrying him. I'm not sleeping with him at night.
No.
I'll keep a distance.
Sure.
And that's it. But everyone feels that everything needs to be validated. Like, shut up!
I will say, I recently, like, cured my Twitter addiction, like, overnight.
I forget you're a Twitter girl, so you're toxic. I didn't know you would like Kendall Roy because you're a Twitter girl!
Drag me. Okay, yes, so I am and have been addicted to Twitter for 10 years. However...
Seek treatment.
Literally seek treatment. I kind of cured myself this year because I did two things. Well, okay. One, Elon Musk bought it.
Thank you.
And I'm not even saying that obviously I hate him as a person, but he kind of ruined the app because now there's, like, two columns.
That's what everyone's saying.
I don't like it.
Two columns.
Yeah, there's a for you and there's a following, and I'm like, I just kind of only want following.
Was that not there before?
No.
The way I'm not on Twitter. You're correct.
And I did something that's insane. I don't use folders on my phone, like, app folders.
The way you're so psychotic, like, I really can't deal with
you. So I put Twitter on page 8. I never scroll that far to get to it. I never scroll that far.
Get folders.
Okay, but I cured my addiction.
But, like, get folders. 8 pages? Why do you have 8 pages? Don't even show me. The way I'm going to down a bottle is that, like, no, don't show me that.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
You're so peculiar. Yeah. Oh, that's another word for it. Interesting. So you were saying that you love Taylor and all her decisions, and I hate her and all her decisions. I don't hate her. That's what's dramatic.
I just think that she's talented. Here's one thing. When I hear men say that they hate Taylor Swift, I'm like, is this coming from a place of misogyny? Because, like, you don't have to like her songs. We do hear Taylor in the background because somebody's going to the Eras tour this weekend, I'm sure.
Literally, they're upstairs, like, everyone strumming their little hearts out.
Everyone I know is going to the Eras tour.
There's
going to
be glitter on the floor. It's the same thing as when Harry Styles was here for literally 3 months and could not get his life together. But every single day, there was, like, glitter on the streets. Glitter in the streets.
Okay, but it was... Yeah, I mean, probably.
But it was too much glitter for 3 months. It was too much. Like,
I think that Taylor should have done what Harry did and did, like, a 15-night residency.
But she doesn't make as much money.
If you do 15 nights at MSG?
No.
Why?
I was just actually, I was going to say, reading an article, but it was a TikTok.
I remember.
Where it was saying who made the most or is going to make the most from their current or previous tour. And it was Harry Styles, Beyonce, and Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift, because she's only doing stadiums, is supposed to make about $1.5 billion from this tour. And Harry Styles has made, it was like, I think $600 million. And then Beyonce is going to be at like $1.1 billion. So like, he's literally putting his pussy into like 45-day residencies in each country and state to make half the money when he could fill up a stadium for one night and be out.
Okay, but think of the fans, because guess what? The MetLife experience blows. It blows.
Oh, yeah. But, like, why would you want to do that to yourself?
You don't...
No.
She doesn't need another bill. Also...
She doesn't have a bill yet. She's almost there. She doesn't have one yet.
Sorry.
This will be her defining moment.
She doesn't need a bill. How about that?
I feel like she does. I feel like the way she needs validation from all the hate that she got for so long...
Mm.
It's not to the level that it was whenever she was doing the... I want to say the 1999 tour, okay, or
69, 89.
Who gives a flying shit?
He was born.
Not bothered. But
the
that
Reputation tour is when, the Reputation album is when she was her comeback. And she was, yes, like, my reputation's in the trash, but like, I'm still here.
Oui. It was the 1989 tour where she was like bringing fake celebrities and fake friends out every single
fake
tour.
Celebrities. Who's a fake celebrity?
Those, like, actual celebrities, but people that she's not actually friends with, that, oh, she's not spoken to since. But still, she was like just trying to get everyone's validation of, I'm so hot, I'm so cool. But obviously she was like 20 something at that time, so who cares?
Okay, to be,
but still, fair. Now she's in the phase of like, I'm settled, I'm the highest I've ever been, but I still need
just, you know, that. What she did is she listened to the fans and she gave us another version of her song with Lana, but there's more Lana.
The way you want to bring everything back to Lana.
Of course I do.
The guy. Oh, so have you listened to the song?
Oh my god, it's really good.
Are you obsessed?
Yeah.
Like, do you actually hear Lana? Because I heard on the last album.
No, on the last album, there was barely Lana.
Yes.
So she made a new song, released at midnight last night, called Snow on the Beach, featuring more Lana Del Rey.
Yes.
And Lana gets her own verse now, which is really, really rare for
Taylor. She hates people.
She hates
women.
Sorry, I don't mean it, but
She meant it.
She doesn't give women a lot of verses, so it was really special. And it's very beautifully done. I think it's a great song.
I've been hearing from the Swifties online, because the last, or the original album of this, whatever it's called Midnights.
Yes.
Correct. Because Lana is on it,
mm-hmm,
and so is, I want to say Chris Stapleton, and someone else.
That sounds great.
And you don't hear any, Owen Heim, and you don't hear any of them. So I was like, kind of weird to have the same song come out, which was probably the original, but she was like, you know what? Let's dub their audio to 0.1. And now that people want more from me and I can make so much more money, let's just put their verse back in.
I also saw a funny tweet yesterday. I do go on like 10 minutes a day because I need to know.
Oh, Twitter?
Yeah.
Twitter? I thought you cured yourself.
I did, but now I'm only on 10 minutes a day instead of 3 hours a day. And
yeah, but you replaced that with TikTok, so no.
No, I replaced it with Instagram Reels, which is
Instagram Reels,
you're
so geriatric.
I literally am like a Gen X 40-year-old.
No, you're a boomer is what you're saying. Literally, Reels are for boomers.
No, me and
the way
no,
my mom sends me things and it's literally
me and my mom
2 months later.
Send each other Reels is how me and my mom keep our
keep the fire alive.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
You just said you and your mom do it too.
No, I don't do it to my mom.
Oh,
she sends it to me and I'm like,
yeah. There are a lot of cat reels.
My mom sends me a lot of dog reels that look like Ginger. I'm like, yes, I saw this 4 months ago on TikTok. Literally. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you.
I do like TikTok though. I use it, obviously. Anyway,
it's
the
my
tweet,
only happiness in life. Go ahead, though.
The tweet was funny because it was like, wow, I'm glad that Taylor finally taught Lana how to capitalism, because Lana's starting to release all these unreleased songs from early in her career that were like amazing, like early Lana.
Yeah.
Like she did.
That'll
you,
be an album I'll listen to.
Did you just listen? Did you hear that she released Say Yes to Heaven?
No, I have not.
Oh,
I'm not on Lana Talk, so I don't know. I don't follow her anymore because it was just like depressing.
How about
me.
That?
I like do not listen to her anymore because like the past like 2-3 hours we've gone over this.
I know.
This have not been hitting for me, okay, but so I'll be listening
if
over
you
the summer.
To this single, it is old Lana.
And
it's giving a 2012 kind of single.
Downloading immediately.
Okay. But it was funny that somebody was like, oh, I think Taylor taught Lana how to do capitalism to get more money from her unreleased singles.
Sure, we're sure.
But yeah, my friends who are going to the Eras Tour tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, I hope you have an amazing time. I unfortunately couldn't get a ticket, but that's okay because I think I would have been cast out. I would have been stoned for not knowing every song.
I don't even... I literally do not listen to this girl. I think when every album comes out, I'll listen to it once, and that's it. And I'm sure I could probably go to her concert and know every song. Because it's everywhere. It's on TikTok. It's all over Instagram.
Yeah.
It's literally all of that Z100 plays is the same 5 Taylor Swift songs.
I love that we're still listening to Z100.
Well,
in
I
the year
play it for Mish. The way you're such a hater. I've had enough of you, honestly. Speaking of Taylor, let's talk about the Jonas Brothers very quickly, because the new album that she's allegedly putting out over the summer is the one about Joe. And
wait, Taylor's putting out another album?
Not another album, but her re-release of the re-release of
the
Born to Cares.
Oh, the Dawn version.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And I believe that is the one that's about Joe, Taylor, Lautner, and John Mayer.
Oh.
Which leads me into the Jonas Brothers, because they are really popping their dicks for this tour that they're about to do. The way they are everywhere is getting a little bit exhausting.
I mean, they're bussies.
They're conspiracies. But they're on my actual nemesis, Armchair Expert.
Oh, tell me real quick.
No, don't worry. I already made a note of it. We're going to get into it. Loathe that man and his fake feminism, but we'll circle back. We'll circle back, please. Okay. Which makes me hate Kristen, whatever her last name is, which is really unfortunate because I absolutely adore her. She's Veronica Mars, but she is attaching herself to that man. And I can only deal with one heartbreak, and that's Beyonce, so I can't do another. Scram! Anywho, the Junius Brothers went on the Armchair Expert, and Sir Joe, our faithful king, was talking about how he was jealous that Sir Nick got the deal for The Voice.
Oh.
He said he was out with his local wife.
Local wife.
He was out with his wife seeing a show at Madison Square.
Joe's wife? AKA.
Who did I say?
I think you said Nick's wife, but Joe's wife is.
Joe's wife. I meant Joe's wife.
From Game of Thrones.
Grazie, Sophie, yes. Joe was saying how he was jealous. He was out with his wife at a concert, and that's how he found the news that Nick got the role, because they both went up for it.
Awkward.
And of course Nick got it, because Nick got it. And he was like, I started weeping uncontrollably about this because I was so jealous of that. And that just like points me into, because I want to talk about the Jonas Brothers and their...
I'm sorry, this was all over The Voice? Okay, keep
going. I mean, a million other things. He was all in the podcast. They also say that they both
auditioned.
Thank you. Auditioned for Fiero in the Wicked movie with Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande.
Oh my god.
Both did not get the call back.
Oh, neither? Okay.
Neither, thank god.
Great.
Joe would not be able to handle that. Because Nick probably would have gotten it, unfortunately.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But let's just talk about their jealousy very quickly. Did you ever watch their documentary, like, when they decided to come back as a band?
Absolutely not.
Did you not? Oh, it was good.
Sorry. I was honestly never a Joe Bro girl. They never got
You're a freak.
They never got it going for me.
Oh, I love that for you.
Okay.
Oh, this is so awkward. Anywho.
No, tell me though, because...
Please, I need to talk about it, because in the documentary, they have like a night... The whole documentary is just like them being like, Nick screwed us over, it all went to his head, and Nick's like, yeah, I did do that, and I'll...
Well, I'm glad
he... It took a long time to get there, but he eventually got to that part of his life to apologize.
Okay.
But the whole like hour and a half documentary is them just being like, it was a hard time. Kevin says it was a hard time as well for him, because like, they pretended that they didn't need me anymore and it was supposed to be a family thing or whatever. But I feel like they both tried to have their own careers. Who would you say was more...
Well, okay, Joe did have some success with that little band DNCE.
DNCE, yes.
Cake by the Ocean was a banger.
Bop, bop, bop.
A bop, a bop. Bop, bop, bop. So I don't feel like... Okay, sorry, Kevin. We all knew that you probably weren't going to have a solo career.
He didn't want a solo career. He had a booming career in Jersey.
He literally had to get married at 22 so that he could bang. He's been busy.
He's also... he has his own construction business in Jersey.
Are you
that's
serious?
That's like popping.
Okay. Honestly,
he was on a TV show about it. He's really good.
If I lived in New Jersey, I would absolutely hire him to renovate my home. I would.
I don't even need to live in Jersey. I will have him flown in. I'm sorry. He's got to come across the borders to New York.
Honestly, please drive to Connecticut. I will. My parents need some work on my house. And I will have Kevin Jonas.
Kevin is also, like, really being the number one guy in the group because he's so stable. He's, like, grown into his awkward face as a child. Like, he's getting what he needs to give.
Yeah.
But back to Joe and Nick.
Okay.
Who would you say, even though you like run a big Jonas Brothers girly pop, of the two, who for you had the better career or had the best music?
Ooh. Can we talk to you?
No, it's got to be a quick answer because we've got other quick
Joe.
Answers. Okay. Who has the better personality, Nick? Joe or Nick?
I heard Joe and Sophie seem fun.
Joe or Nick?
I guess Joe.
Oui.
I do appreciate that Nick... sometimes queer baits, and that's problematic.
Does he?
Yeah, apparently gay men love Nick Jonas, but I found this out on the Lost Cultures his podcast.
Okay, I'm intrigued
and
by this.
He actually got asked to do a sketch on SNL somewhat recently. You know how, I don't know if you watch SNL.
I do not.
Okay, so Harry Styles hosted one episode, there was an episode that was really funny because he pretended to be like a social media manager for Sarah Lee, like the baking goods.
Iconic, okay.
It was so funny. and he was like, Sarah Lee, she puts her whole pussy into this. Like, it was funny stuff.
Okay.
And then they wanted to do a follow-up to that sketch, and they were like, oh, let's get Nick Jonas. And Nick Jonas's team actually came back, and they were like, we're really sensitive to making sure that he doesn't queer bait. So they were like,
they should talk to Harry Styles' camp then.
Well,
we'll circle back to that, but okay.
But it was interesting, so I appreciate that he got to enjoy that limelight, but then he stopped it before maybe it got a little bit... I mean, who am I to say? I'm not a gay man, so I'm not going to speak for that community. But I do think that... I think sometimes queerbaiting could be fun a little bit. Not always. Not always.
I don't know.
Are you gonna cut this out?
No, I'm not gonna cut it out because I have talked about this. I can see how it could probably be fun because it's just like,
I think it's fun if it's really innocent, but don't go too. Harry Styles is maybe taking it probably too far.
I love you saying maybe. It's so full on and it's so fake.
It's like bestie.
Oh my god, it's so fake. And I love Harold, but it's
not do you it. Wait? Quick, jumping back. Please, do you go think ahead. That? Taylor is a bicon. Do you think that Taylor Swift and Karlie Kloss were an item ever?
I don't think they were an item, but I could see how people could think that because they were inside of each other's puss, and now they like don't even seem to look each other's way or try to be in the same country.
Also, do you think that Taylor Swift and Diana Agron ever had a?
Oh, I just heard about that, which is so, because I didn't even know that was a rumor.
Me neither.
I don't think Taylor Swift is a lesbian or bisexual, but I also don't care.
And there it is. Okay,
respectfully.
Cool.
Anywho, back to Nick and Joe.
Okay.
I just find their whole relationship as they're coming back together as a group a little strange. Because I feel like it's a, what's that thing?
A seesaw.
And I feel like it's a seesaw. Thank you. Of like, we want Joe to be the main guy, but everyone knows Nick is because he writes
Nick
all the songs. He's produced all the songs. He's the more musical guy. He was like on Broadway when he was like 6 years old. He's the main like actual musical producing guy, but Joe has all the personality. He's the one who sings most of the songs. He's the front. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like they're being back together, like they're either gonna try really hard to not mess this up again, or one might get another opportunity that might take the other over the edge and they're done for, because they seem like they did the work on those few years, but they also seem very fragile. Like,
that's upsetting.
Very, very fragile.
That.
And I don't like that for them, because I feel like their brotherhood is, it's a little weird, but I think it's sweet at the end of the day.
Wait, imagine being the youngest one. What's his name, Frankie?
Oh, Frankie, but he's blowing up on TikTok. He's practically more famous than them.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh, good for him.
Frankie is having his come ups.
Okay, good for him.
It's very strange, though.
Can you remind me what Nick Jonas's most popular single?
Jealous.
Oh, I still get Jealous. Okay.
There's others. I just can't remember to say my life.
For some reason, DNCE, Cake by the Ocean came to my head immediately, and I was like, I don't know, Joe's had some moments.
He's had, honestly, I saw him at a free concert before the U.S. Open last year, and
wow.
The way I was turned on by Joe,
ooh.
His voice was giving vocals.
Ooh.
The performance was giving energy. He did a few Jonas Brothers songs, he did a few Nick songs, he was just doing covers left and right in his own, so I was like, oh, these are good, these are good.
Okay, good for
I
him.
I could see why you tried to have a career. It didn't go as well as you wanted it to, but I could see why you tried. I do. And I respect that. It's admirable.
Ugh, I want them to just, I guess, be a trio again. And if there is one person that's most popular, like, don't get jealous. It's okay.
Still get jealous.
I just feel like it's fine. I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't really feel the need for anybody to have a solo career. You know what? I still am traumatized by Ginger Spice leaving the Spice Girls.
Oh my god, we can't get into that.
That was my first heartbreak.
Was
Ginger
it?
Ginger Spice leaving the Spice Girls. Because guess what? Their album that they released after her, flop. Flop Central. They lost a lot when she left. And guess what? Did she have a thriving solo career? She didn't. We're all more powerful together. We're stronger together.
Do you feel that way about One Direction?
I have no opinions about One Direction.
Really?
I'm never a 1D girl in my life.
Do you feel that way about Destiny's Child?
Oh! I don't know. What's her name? Has had some bops. Oh my god.
Has she?
Kelly Rowland.
She's had three
Kisses
songs.
Down Low.
She's literally had three songs in the past 20 years.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
Name one of Michelle's songs?
Crickets. It's crickets. No, yeah, Beyonce did what she needed to do.
Thank you.
But
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC.
Okay, Justin. I think they, at times, okay, at least for Destiny's Child, weren't they kind of already
Okay, no, but there's still a ban. So you have to retract your statement.
Okay, all
I'm
right.
just saying.
I guess sometimes
it is a bit fraudulent.
Sense. Sometimes it makes sense to go solo. I'll admit it.
Don't hurt yourself. The Jackson 5, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I know.
Like, do you see what I mean? Like, you're really putting your foot in your mouth right now. Everyone's talking about it.
Okay, whatever. Sometimes it doesn't work. Jerry Halliwell.
Oh my God, let it go!
I won't.
God.
All I'm saying is that Nick is probably stronger with Joe and Kevin.
I agree with that statement. Hurriedly. Can we very quickly, very briefly, talk about the Barbie movie? Because
Okay,
I feel like you're going to be obsessed with it. I feel like it's just like Posnag. Oh, are you obsessed with it? Or you know?
Posnag?
I feel like you're going to be really positive about it. I'm very negative about it.
Why are you going to be negative?
Because it does not look good. I'm still going to see it. And I'm
so fun.
It looks fun. It looks entertaining, but it looks bad.
It's camp. But like,
girl, I feel like every movie that isn't good is gonna be camp. Like,
no. Do you respect Greta Gerwig as a director?
75%, yes.
Okay, which movie did you not like?
I can't remember. I'd have to look it up. But like, I like her. But am I obsessed?
Did you like Lady Bird?
I did like Lady Bird.
Okay, thank God. I'd have to leave right now.
Oh, Jaxie. Please.
I think it's gonna be so fun because the cast is slay.
Is the cast slay? Can we talk about Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling looks great.
Does he? You don't think he looks too old compared to...
No.
No, you don't?
Margot Robbie
looks I love
steady.
Your optimism. Okay.
No.
It's kind of unsettling.
No. Okay. Also, who else is in it? Will Ferrell is a
irrelevant.
Human. Issa Rae is in it. She's going to be so fun. Dua Lipa is in it? Question mark?
I don't think she's in it, but she did a song for it.
I think she might have a quick moment.
I think everyone else is great. I think Margot is good. I think she's like maybe, not to be ageist, but like maybe a few years too old for this role. I think Ryan Gosling is quite literally 15 years too old. And he also does not...
so ageist.
And
right
I love that
now.
For me. I don't really care. But also, I love Ryan Gosling, but he is unfortunately past his prime. I'll say it. No one else wants to say it because we're living in the world of crazy, sexy, whatever love the movie was like 15 years ago. But he is not that man anymore. He is a father, he's aged, he's wrinkled, he's beaten down to his core.
It's so, so rare that I want to defend a man, but how dare you?
How dare you?
How dare?
I'm not saying I don't like him, but for this role, I feel like it could have been like a Austin Butler. It could have.
Austin Butler does not do it for me.
I see someone who's fairly younger, who looks more technically, he doesn't do it for me, but someone who looks technically... perfect. Ryan Gosling does not look perfect. Margot Robbie looks perfect.
Margot Robbie.
She's literally can do no wrong in looks
stunning,
wise.
Stunning.
But those two together, it's not doing it. Like, you see the wrinkled makeup whenever he moves his face.
Whoa.
Like,
I didn't realize I was in the company of such a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just being real. Like, BFFR. Okay.
Ooh.
Well, I'm glad you like it. Let's move on then, since you clearly are thick as can be.
I think it's going to be... I'm sorry. I was trying to look up other people in the cast. I think it's going to be really fun. That's because I trust Greta Gerwig with my life. That's why.
Bold. We will circle back at the end of this movie and see if you feel the same way.
Okay, great.
We're going to quickly... I don't know if I want to talk about the writer's strike because it's kind of depressing.
Okay, all we want to say on the record is that we are Team WGA.
Are we?
Yes.
Of course we are. Continue.
Oh my God. Those people keep me going.
Sorry, continue.
TV writers, if in a dream world, in an alternate timeline, I would be a TV writer. So I want the best...
You still got time. You're still young...
I'm not. I'm geriatric, as we know.
Well, you kind of are geriatric, but your soul...
Is young.
Is young-ish.
Okay.
I won't lie.
Cool compliment. Thanks.
You're welcome, girly pop. Okay.
We support the writers a million times over. I want the best for them. They're not being unreasonable in their asks. And I will say, as a BU alumnus...
Oh, go off.
The commencement speaker this year was David Zaslav.
Oh, I heard.
Who is the CEO of Warner Discovery.
Warner something, yeah.
Annoying fucking merger. And the graduates booed him, and I love that.
I love a boo. When I went to go see Joe Jonas, he didn't get booed.
Oh,
but
God.
The people from Z100 were like...
You love Z100.
They were like opening for him or whatever, like giving chit chat that no one wanted to hear, and they were talking so much that the entire crowd started to boo them. that stage. Is so mean. And me and my friend were like, even though it's mean, it had to be said. No. Boo! I love a boo. It honestly, it's straight to the point, and it still zings the way it did like 60 years ago in movies.
A boo will always hurt. A boo is never not gonna hurt. No.
Never, never, never.
I only want to boo people who are bad people.
They were like bad people, but they were not taking the moment that they should have. Period. Scram.
Was it Elvis? Duran?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's the other two who's so irrelevant. They should be fired, honestly, but whatever. Whoa. I don't care.
The other last thing I'll say is it is sad that, unfortunately, Hacks season 3 has been paused.
Everything's being paused. Like, they just said that Euphoria is not going to come out till 2025.
Ew.
But also, the show needs to be canceled, so no, it's kind of fine.
If anybody who's still watching that, like, seek treatment, I think.
Honestly, seek treatment.
I'm sorry. I don't watch that show. I feel weird about watching people who are supposed to be 16, like, ruining their lives.
Or, and, like, you seeing quite literally right inside their pussy. It's so graphic. It's so disgusting.
Listen, I want to be clear. I love a sex scene on HBO. Like,
you do love a sex scene.
Okay, don't make me sound like a pervert. You're the one who watches it for
you. I watch it because everyone was talking about it.
I won't watch it about teens.
Yeah, I don't like shows about kids or teens. I watched the second. I didn't watch the first season of Euphoria. That was a stroke. I didn't watch the first season of Euphoria, but I watched the second season, and I knew everything I need to know. They're all whores. They're cracked out. One's a drug addict, just continuing to do drugs, and one of them is a closeted homosexual. And that's all I need to know. And all you see is like dicks, tits, and people yelling and getting in fights, and a lot of homophobia. Like, That's the gist of the show. I can wait like 10 more years, and hopefully they'll all age out and they'll be over it. Because the director of that show is a freak.
And we're not going to watch The Idol.
That show looks disgusting.
That show looks scary.
I don't want to see Lily Rose. I don't need to see The Weeknd. I don't need to see any of it, honestly.
No.
I feel like it's just going to be a lot of porn of her. And I'm good.
I'm set.
The way I'm so beyond set is crazy.
Crazy.
We're going to end out this local episode because we've been chit-chatting for 85 years.
I told you we were going to go long.
That's because we were chatting Kathy. We're going to play Flop or Bop. And it's going to be a bunch of random things. I want you to tell me why it's a flop or bop.
Okay.
And I have some hot takes on some of these people. That's why I put them on here. Tom Hanks.
Bop.
Flop.
Why?
Sorry.
Okay, sorry. I just watched a clip of Forrest Gump this very
year. Okay. Current Tom Hanks over the past, like, 10 years, flop. The past, like, 4 movies he's been in has been so bad. It's like, maybe you just don't got it anymore. I watched that movie, A Friend Called Otis.
A Man Called Otis. Oh, Otto? Was it
Otto, sorry. Why did I say Otis? I think it's
the director's fault.
No, it's Tom. You read it and you said, I want to be a part of this. Bad judgment. Elvis, the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. And mostly because of him. Not even Austin Butler. I don't want to give that man any credit. But he ruined it with his fake accent. I could not deal with it.
Tom Hanks,
of the past 10 years, flop.
Whoa.
Okay. Sorry.
To me, he's a timeless bop.
I love that for you.
Yeah, okay.
Bad Bunny.
No opinion. Fine. Good. Happy for...
She said flop.
No, happy for him and his fan base.
Okay. Sure, Dan. Meryl Streep.
Always a bop.
Okay. You don't disagree with me. It's just a question. Justin Bieber.
Flop.
Oh, poor K.
Didn't he, like, cancel his tour? For
health reasons, but also the actual rumor was because no one was buying tickets.
I don't know. He just gives me bad vibes.
What do you think about a side note or lead into Hailey Bieber?
I'm Team Selena for some reason.
Oh, okay.
I'm Team Selena.
I am Team Selena, even though like her fan base is almost just as crazy as, which you know what makes sense because they're best friends as Taylor Swift. I think her fan base is like really psychotic and like needs to chill out because Selena and Justin have not dated in, like, 6 years.
No, it's water and under the bridge.
She's also dated a million other people.
Also, it's really not cool to come for somebody with lupus who has either gained or lost weight. Like, grow up.
No, I do agree. Justin Bieber is
also
flop.
Sorry, are Hailey and Justin still part of Hillsong? Flop. Automatic flop.
Oh, I need to watch that documentary, but I heard what I need to hear a few years ago, so I'm good. I think they are secretly, because some people say on TikTok that they were in arranged marriage by Hillsong.
Yikes.
And I could see it, honestly, because it came out of nowhere.
Although I did find out that Lana goes to Hillsong, and I wanted to actually...
That's actually the most random thing I've ever heard in my life. I would never assume that.
She's just unreal. I think she would give any religion a try, because I think she's really susceptible to cults.
I love that for her.
I love my queen, but I think Bessie is susceptible. And when I found that information out, I did want to roll my body into traffic. But that's okay.
Rolling. Okay, gotcha.
R.I.P.
Too soon, sorry. HBO's new rebrand.
Flop. What the fuck is Max?
The way I have to log out and log back into all of everything is just like, they've rebranded 4 times in the past like 10 years.
It's annoying.
It's like, just be HBO.
Just be HBO.
HBO Prime, HBO Max, Max, HBO.
Oh my god,
HBO.
I forgot about the Prime era.
Like, it's too, HBO Go. Like, they've done it too many times and it's giving, you don't know who you are. When all you need to do is produce.
Crisis. Just, listen, you're doing great with the content. We love the shows. Don't worry about the name. Don't worry about the branding.
No one actually cares about the name or the color. No one cares. Because they always change the color.
I liked purple.
I did too.
Blue.
This blue is giving fake.
This
it's giving
blue,
fraudulent.
Yeah, I don't like.
I don't like blue.
Flop.
Blue just makes me sad.
The blues.
She's
got them. To know them is to love them.
Flop or bop, Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh my god, always a bop.
Okay, screams. I know you're going to say this next one's going to be flop, but it's such a... Oh, sorry, bop. SNL.
No, flop, honestly.
Oh, thank God.
No, I mean, I watch it because sometimes the sketches are okay, or, like, the digital shorts, but, like, 80% of the content, flop.
What year do you think was the last...
Amazing year.
...actually good year with
when
good...
did Bill Hader leave?
Wow, that's
so
bold.
So specific.
That's really
probably
is.
Probably, like, 2010 or 2011. It was so good in the early 2000s. It was good in the mid. It was good in the late 2000s.
I would honestly say maybe 2010, 2012.
Yeah.
So I think... I would watch that, like, nearly every Saturday night with my local family. And I think once I got to college, I was like, it's not very good.
No.
I'll watch for the nostalgia. But then I was like, no, this is wasting my time on a Saturday. I need to be popping puss.
Can I give a shout-out to my faves, though?
Ugh.
Okay.
Go, I'll make it snappy.
Bowen Yang, Ego Notem, and, oh, my God, no.
Oh, so I guess it's not her fave. She doesn't know the name.
I'll come back to her.
Wow, it's crickets, you guys. She doesn't
oh
even know. Well, I love
Hailey
that.
Hailey Gardner.
Is she the one who's in Scientology?
No, Chloe. That's Chloe Fineman.
Yikes.
Listen, Chloe Fineman's impressions are good, but babe, you gotta leave Scientology. Anyway, all love and light to the others.
Not you and this love and light bar.
You literally love to have a catchphrase. How?
I do love that. I'm obsessed with that.
So
I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with it, but it's interesting. Okay. Flop or bop, long-distance relationships / friendships.
I'm in a lot of long-distance friendships, so...
But how do you actually feel about them?
I mean, it's hard. I would much prefer that they're in my city.
So flop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is anybody going to be like, I hope my best friend
there
is
are some people who like long-distance relationships, though.
Okay, I've never been in one, but... Oh, I don't think her... Heidi Gardner. I'm so sorry. It's Heidi Gardner.
I love that you keep talking into the candle.
I
but you don't need
them.
To. You're good. Too close, too
it's
close.
It's not Hailey Gardner. It's Heidi. So sorry. She is an SNL queen. She's so funny.
I don't even know who that is, but I trust your opinion mostly.
She's really, really good. No, I don't want to be in a long-distance relationship. Well, no, I don't. I don't want
to
be in a long-distance relationship.
We need to think about it.
And I don't want to be in a long-distance friendship, even though I am in several.
I'm in so many. It's kind of annoying at this
right,
point.
Right. It's just like, I wish you were here.
I wish you were here. Yes. Okay. You're jealous. Streaming services. Flop or bop?
Ugh. The content is bop. The lack of residuals for our writers is flop. Back to WGA.
Okay, got you.
So the business model is flop.
I will say a flop altogether. I do love the shows that we're getting.
Wait, does that mean you just like miss cable? You hate cable?
I don't miss cable, but I miss there being a sense of togetherness.
A monoculture.
For sure. Like, I...
Like, do you remember the days where we were all watching this?
Like, I literally, well, I don't watch anymore because I have a life, but the way everyone got together in the early 2000s and watched American Idol, The Voice, what else did I watch?
SNL.
Grey's Anatomy, SNL. The way everyone got together and they had time to digest it, talk about it, and they had a week to think about it. And now it's like, you have to binge a show at whatever time you want to watch it. People haven't watched it yet. Oh, I got to get to it. I've got other shows to binge. Like, I liked having Scoop,
yes.
Scoop, Scoop.
100%.
I do like having, being able to just like binge something when it's done, but like, oh, there's like 15 different streaming services.
We're
you
in
have to
like
keep going back and forth, back
and
forth.
Age of TV, but I'm overwhelmed by
I'm overwhelmed.
The choices. And no, I really do miss something about monoculture where we
I
all
agree.
Had the same like references of pop culture. Mm. We don't have that anymore.
I agree.
It's a little bit jarring. So I understand where you're coming from.
Oh, I've been waiting to get to this. Flop or bop, Dax Shepard. Say your truth.
I've never listened to Armchair Expert, but from what I've heard through the grapevine, It sounds like he and Kristen Bell fight so much.
Oh, I've not heard that through the grapevine.
Oh, really? I've heard that they are just, like, always, like, arguing.
Are they?
I don't know. Maybe I'm...
I love this rumor that you're perpetuating.
I'm spreading a rumor.
Allegedly, of course. No,
I don't know. No opinion.
Loathe that man.
Tell me why.
I've listened to a few of his podcasts, like, a good amount of them, and then I was like, oh, my God. He is that cis white male who thinks he is, like, the wokest bitch in town. Like, every time he has a woman on, anytime someone's had any trauma, like, I know I've done this, and I'm a white man who's done this, but, like, everything is so fake and written down, and he says the same things over and over. And
you don't,
like,
think he's trying, just devil's advocate, you don't think he's trying to take accountability?
I think at some point he is, but, like, when he has, like, females on.
Don't say females. What are we?
What else should I say? Women?
Yes.
Okay, but they're also females.
Somebody is like, females do this. Don't you think that's toxic?
Depending on the way you phrase it.
Okay, fine. Continue.
Love to interrupt, firstly. When he has women on, that sounds worse for some reason. I don't know why. Whatever. When he has them on, it just sounds so fake. And it, like, drives me insane. I was talking to my friend, John Thomas Stanford, friend of the pod. And I was like, do you like Jax? Jax, Dax, same thing, honestly. He was like, no, like, I can't stand to hear him pretend to be woke and aware about life and everything going on in women's lives and the things they have to deal with. It's like, Bob. Your wife is the breadwinner. Like, no one knows who you are. I'm sorry to say it. Like, and he says it all the time. Like, Shut up. Yeah. And everyone's obsessed with this podcast.
I know, a lot of people listen to it.
Oh, he gets the best people, and he doesn't even know how to put a sentence together. Oh, I bet he loves Succession, honestly. That was the end of Flurper Barb.
Okay.
I'm so glad you were able to come on this local podcast and chit-chat. Oh my God, the way this was, like, literally 18 hours.
Thanks for saying I'm too talkative, but I appreciate it.
Did I say too talkative or too toxic? Which one did I say?
You call me a chatty Cathy.
You are a chatty Cathy.
Did you not want that? Did I not bring the action?
Bring the action.
Exactly.
Well, we come up in a club. Oh. All eyes on us. Anywho, that's all we have for you because we have things you want on a Friday night.
Dear.
Goodbye, my dears.
Bye.